Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, honey, you know I love you more than what I should. Yeah.
It's Moron Entertainment time. Oh, we got a very busy Moron Entertainment. First, welcome back from England. He's on the phone.
Jet legged.
He's on the phone. I thought he was on the phone.
Hello.
First, welcome back from London.
Hello.
Are you back? Or are you still there?
Kitty-o. No, I'm back.
Okay.
I'm on South Michigan Avenue right now.
Oh,
I go from the Tower of London to the South Loop. That's the kind of travelogue kind of guy I am.
Well, you're building up those miles. What are you doing on South Michigan Avenue?
Steve, this is a super cool morning. We are at the site of the original Chess Records at 2120 South Michigan Avenue. This is where Muddy Waters recorded, and
right.
Chuck Berry, and Etta James, and Willie Dixon, and significantly, the Rolling Stones. 55 years ago this month, they were such fans of the legendary blues artists here that came out of Chess Records that they wanted to come here and see what it was all about and record here, and they did record music here June 10th, 1964, and there's a photographic exhibit and a memorabilia exhibit of Rolling Stones photographs here at Chess Records.
Very cool.
Them recording memorabilia when they stayed at the Palmer House downtown. So we're checking all of that out this morning. But also with me here this morning is Darryl Jones, who has been the bass player with the Rolling Stones since 1993.
Wow.
And we're kind of walking through all of this this morning. And he's here. He is actually here. Darryl, say hi to Steve Cochran.
Hey, man. How are you?
Good, pal. How are you?
Good. Real good, man. Real good.
How's it feel to be back amongst all the history there?
Oh, man, this is really amazing, man. Just really, it's, you know, it's pretty historic, yeah.
But, Darryl, for you, is it more exciting for you that you are part of the Rolling Stones, one of the greatest bands in the history of rock and roll, or is it more exciting for you that you and I went to the same high school? Chicago Vocational High School. Go Cavaliers!
Well, Dean, come on.
Right?
I think the answer to that's obvious.
It's a Cavalier world.
That's right. Both of us going to CBS prepared us for what our jobs, where our lives would take us later on.
And the bonus, Darryl, you are part of what we call Moron Entertainment.
You are now officially a moron, Darryl.
Okay. All right. Here you go.
So, well, he's taking it well. All right, Dean, here's what we're going
to
do.
I'm sorry, do you need to take a break?
No, go ahead. Give me what you got.
Well, I was just going to ask Darryl a little bit, you know, to give us a little preview of what's going to happen at Soldier Field tonight.
Oh, there you go.
And again, on Tuesday, we want to know.
And what the hell's he doing up at this hour?
And who says he went to bed last night?
That's fair.
If I know my rock and roll musicians. But what, I mean, first of all, like, what? How are you feeling? You're opening this tour, this much-talked-about tour that has been postponed because of Mick's heart valve replacement surgery. You're in your hometown. You're playing Soldier Field, where you, as a young boy, went to see James Brown perform. It's got to be, I mean, you must be filled with emotion.
No, it really is. It's amazing. It's an incredible homecoming. You know, these circumstances, you know, and now that you're mentioning them, you're making me nervous.
Oh, good.
That's good. Darryl, the only thing you ought to be nervous about is how many comps you're getting asked for tonight.
Yeah, well, there is that. There is that, Steve, yeah.
What can we expect tonight? Is it going to be a show filled, obviously, with the hits? You got to play all the hits. But will there be new material? What are some of the things fans can look forward to?
Well, you know, I don't know that we could actually play all of the hits on one show, but there will be hits. Rock and roll will be played. Fun will be had. And there probably will be a few things that maybe people haven't heard before. We'll see.
Wow.
See what happens.
Yeah. Wow, that's going to be fun.
You're hearing that here first. Now, what about Mick? you know, he has a valve replaced in his heart not that long ago, a couple of months ago. Mm-hmm. Now he's going to be prancing around the stage in the middle of Soldier Field tonight.
To be honest with you, you know, he looks as good as new to me. You know, in fact, when people mention it, it's hard for me to, you know, it's like, oh, that's right. Yeah, we postponed because of, you know, because he had this procedure. But he looks as good as new. I'm sure that, you know, him being the kind of person that he is, if he's ready to go, he's ready to go.
Yeah. What kind of preparation goes into this? What kind of rehearsal goes into a major tour like this?
Well, we rehearsed for, you know, for a few weeks. Just going through everything, you know, go through a lot of the more obscure tunes, stuff that, you know, hasn't been played. And you know, at some point they decide that, well, maybe we'll choose a few from there. And, of course, like you say, we'll play, you know, the you know, some of the hits. And it should be, I think it's going to be a really interesting show.
Yeah. Is it possible sometime during the show where you just grab the microphone away from Mick and go, this one's for Steve and Dean. Moron Entertainment rules.
If wishing would make it so.
Yeah.
Well, the great news is, Daryl, you'd be free tomorrow and the rest of the week if you do that tonight.
Yeah, exactly. That's for sure. Right. That's for sure.
All right, we're going to take a break here. You guys keep hanging out, and then we'll come back and talk to Dean a little bit more. That's Dean Richards live at Chess Records this morning, which is a very cool thing.
This is 720 WGN Chicago.
All right, we have a time problem here, so we've got to get this done. Mark Carmen, before we get back to Dean, you're now wearing suit number 3, Bridget.
Well, it's more subtle than Cubs blue. It's like somewhere you were on your way to Navy and you got delayed. So it's not really Navy, but it's not Cubs blue. So a little brighter, but it's good. It's good. It's definitely my top of the three.
This, I'm feeling very unfulfilled by my choices here. I should have gone with somebody who knew what the hell they were doing when I was picking out the suits.
Next time, me and my mom should go with you. Because
yes.
If you think I have opinions, yeah.
Yeah, not Cap.
All right, so... Let's vote.
No, look.
I like it.
It's like I'm.
Oh
I'm
wow!
Gonna go like
get some thumbs up.
We're good.
Same vote. Angled up.
You like this one?
Out of the two other crappy ones, I like that one the
moving
best.
Moving in the right direction. Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to stand up for you. They're all great suits,
right? Not for
but this is the most wedding appropriate.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
He looks good in all of them.
Still missing a tie.
I did not bring in ties, Marshall.
I'll bring in one of my bow ties that I'm known to wear.
We already said no bow tie.
No bow tie.
Underwear.
All right, go change in the other one fast.
Okay.
Go. It's 8:28, and Dean Richards live at Chess Records this morning. We got a fashion show going on in here, Dean. We're trying to pick Mark's suit for his wedding. We got a lot happening.
Very exciting, and I don't want to upstage anybody, Steve, but I am standing right in front of the men's room where Mick Jagger peed 55 years ago this month.
Have they cleaned it?
Well, they far as we know, they flushed, right?
Yeah, no, it's very immaculate. But here at Chess Records, which is 2120 South Michigan Avenue in the South Loop, it's Willie Dixon's Blues Heaven, a tribute to the blues and Willie Dixon that Willie Dixon's daughter continues. This is where the Rolling Stones were such fans that they came to record here. So, the men's room where I'm standing right now, let's just say that Mick got some satisfaction in that room.
And coincidentally, Dean, if you look to your right, just 5 feet to your right, is the first time someone looked at Keith Richards and said, boy, he doesn't look good. And that was also 55 years ago.
Actually, you know, there are the main reason here is there's a Rolling Stones photograph exhibit of when they recorded here, June 10th. 1964, and you look at the pictures of a Keith Richards from 55 years ago, he actually looked pretty good.
Yeah, he was healthy then.
Yeah, there was no indication of what was to come for that Mr. Richards, at least, anyway.
All right, I know you got to jump back on TV, but give me a couple movie reviews. Child's Play.
Child's Play, not screened for the critics. That tells you
not
everything that you need to know, but the kid doll is back. The big movie for this weekend is Toy Story 4. It is phenomenal.
Oh, cool.
I don't know if it tops Toy Story 3, but it's equally as good. It's sweet. It's funny. It's hilarious. It's emotional. The Pixar people just cannot do anything wrong. Highly, highly recommending that. Also, we have Jim Gaffigan's movie called Being Frank, which opens today, in which he plays a guy.
I like him.
Yeah, he plays a guy who secretly has two wives and two families and gets caught in the deception.
By his son, who then goes on to blackmail him.
It's kind of a drama, thoughtful that way, but it's also a comedy with some funny moments. So I also enjoy that. I gave it a Dean's List B. We've got the Stones, as you know, tonight and next Tuesday at Soldier Field. Tony Bennett is at Ravinia tonight. We've got Miranda Lambert and Keith Urban at Chicago Lake Shake Festival. I'm always very careful, Steve, as you know, how I say the name of that festival.
Yeah, because you said the S word on the show the first time we had one of these.
Yeah, one time I accidentally said a bad word. And that's going on at Northerly Island, so there's no shortage. I've got all kinds of stuff up at WGNTV.com. Sunday morning, we're going to go over all this stuff, and Daryl Jones, the bass player for the Rolling Stones, who I am with here at Chess Records this morning, will join me live on Sunday morning.
Cool. Very cool. All right. Thank you, buddy. Thank Daryl, too.
Have a good weekend, everybody. Thank you.
All right. There you go.